and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
The Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I want to speak from that theme, dry bones in the valley. Can I get a witness? Dry bones in the valley. You see, the writer of our text this morning was Ezekiel, who was a prophet in exile. He was not at home. Isn't that right? He was in Babylon at the time. And with him was the children of Israel who had been carried away in captivity. Isn't that right? These dry bones represent the terrible and sinful state of the household of faith. While in captivity, they had stopped singing the songs of Zion. Many of them were no longer turning toward the east, as was Daniel, and praying three times a day. Many of them had fallen in with their captors and had taken on their sinful and idolatrous ways. Isn't that right? God was not happy with the way his children were conducting themselves. God was not happy because they had left their first love. They had left the teachings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They now were feeling sorry for themselves and thinking that there was no hope for them. Hopelessness is a terrible stage to be in. When all else is gone, you ought to still have hope. Amen. And when hope is dim, you ought to hope against hope. Can I get a witness? But these children, as they are referred to, had stopped hoping. And they were in a terrible condition. We have to be aware of the similarity of that to the day. Many times in our churches, we have allowed sin to carry us out into a valley. A valley of apathy. A valley of sin. A valley of not caring. The church is something. It has been bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. The church is not a Masonic hall with a wishful master in charge. The church is not a fraternity with a pole mark or a basileus in charge. The church is not an organization that elects presidents and vice presidents. The church is a organism, meaning that it is alive. And it has structure as appointed by God. The church. And we get away from the structure. Has as its head a preacher. And as his helpers, deacons. The church has structure to it. Take charge of the flock in which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Is that in the book? The church has structure. But the church many times try to take on the structure of AT&T, where there is a board of directors with the chairman serving. Once the church takes on that form of structure, my brothers and sisters, it has left the Bible. It has left the Word of God. And these folk had left the Word of God. There are many folk in the church that don't want to hear the Word of God. Can I get a witness? You try to introduce the Word of God, they don't want to hear it. That folk in the church would rather talk about money than talk about Jesus. Boy, you're not going to pray with me. Can I get a witness? There are folk in the church that would rather talk about structure than talk about going to heaven. Can I get a witness? When is the last time you had a conversation with somebody that you know that is in the church of the living God, and that conversation was on heaven or hell? Think back in your mind. When was that conversation based on trying to be more Christ-like? When was that conversation based on trying to do what the Lord said do? I tell you that the church, my brothers and sisters, has gone out into a valley. And the church, in many instances, has become bleached from the hot sun rays of unrighteousness. Church, would rather talk to you about bake sales than living bread. Can I get a witness? The church would rather talk to you about fashion shows than fashioning their life after Jesus. The church, I tell you, needs to take an x-ray. An x-ray looks inside while a mirror only looks at the outside. The church needs to see herself as others see her. There's a young African gentleman that has been filming these choirs. Has been coming and he's doing a dissertation on the black church. And he said to me on yesterday that in his thesis he had put down that the black church was a social organization until he heard me the other Sunday say that it was not a social organization, although it engaged in social activities. The world sees the church as a social organization. It sees the church being concerned more about clothes than Christ. Can I get a witness? The world sees the church being more concerned about automobiles. Isn't that right? Than going to heaven. The world sees the church and hears the church talking about everything but bringing somebody else to Christ. No sinner should be able to come to church and sit through the service and feel comfortable and leave that church feeling snug. The church is supposed to make sinners uncomfortable. And that service should be geared around, come ye that love the Lord and let your joy be known. Yeah. Join in the song of sweet accord while thus around the throne. Yeah. The church ought to be engaged and come ye out from among them and be also separated. The church ought to be saying that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Amen. In our church, we're more concerned about getting somebody's phone number than we are whether they've been born again. Oh, you're not going to pray with me. The church is not a meeting place to carry on low-life activities. The church is a place where the redeemed of the Lord come up to praise and worship God. Yes. Writer said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sinners sit beside you, don't know whether you've been saved or not. You don't say amen. You don't say preach. Folks shouting, you never take out your pocket handkerchief. Eyes never get cloudy. Don't never squirm in your seat. Don't never bow your head. Don't never witness to the Lord. It's impossible to stick your hand in fire and don't make some sort of utterance. Fire burns. Fire is hot. And Jeremiah said it's just like what? Fire where? Shut up. Help me, Holy Ghost. The church has gone out into a valley of dry bones.